Tim Kirchick going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line for a chance to win $10,000 plus a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Le Batard Show gang. It's simple. Text Le Batard to 77333, Advance Your Auto, and Advance Auto Parts. Limit one entry per day. See advanceautoparts.com for details.
So before we get to Tim Kirchin, and we will do so in a second, and before we get to this story about the Saturday Night Live musical act and how it's had to have flipped in an emergency notice situation in a way that's pretty funny, I want to talk to Steve before we get to the kazoos and just ask him what kind of suffering he's doing as a consummate professional that the Hard Network out has clipped him a couple of times by like a syllable. He's been super, super clean,
yep.
But the Hard Network out has come and gotten him. Will those haunt you, or do you just let those go, a byproduct of the business?
No, hey, you've got me. Weeks. I don't know what's really? Going on here.
Right.
I mean, I listened to them. I did exactly what Christine told me to do. I got the beds, and I had 44 written down initially. I had 40 written down this time, and yes, I got clipped.
Well, what if you nail the rest of them for the remainder of today? Will those two still sit
with you?
Really?
They're going to sit with you. Well, they've been very good. They've been very professional. Yes, please. Care as little as Stugatz does so that you lose them all together and you don't have to do them anymore. Let's give Steve his kazoo music here and let him start the redemption process.
And finally, the U.S. consumes $2 billion worth of mayonnaise each year.
Uh-oh.
And that's for just Dan alone.
There we go. You're back. Thank you. We'll get to Kirchin in a second, but Morgan Whalen, he's a young country star, and he was going to be the Saturday Night Live musical act. This was a big break for him, and he is now not being allowed to do it because there were photographs in a TikTok video of him, you know, partying and making out with a woman. And so they were in a bit of an emergency situation at Saturday Night Live for a musical act. And Into the Breach, comes the last rock star remaining. Jack White is going to be the guest. And
really spun that into a win.
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
That one's gonna hurt Morgan for a while. I don't think he'll be watching Saturday Night Live with Jack White. Tim Kirchin with us now. Thank you, as always, for making time for us. If you want to talk to Tim Kirchin, 786-456-4837. The teams that are in the final stages of the season outside of Houston, it feels like the teams that belong here. It doesn't feel like there's anything fluky going on anymore. It seems to have separated itself. The best teams are the ones remaining.
Absolutely, Dan. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball and have been, I believe, since day one. The Braves are really good, and they've played awfully well in the postseason. If the Yankees or the Rays advance, it doesn't matter. That's basically the best team in the American League. The Astros are a sub-500 team, but, man, are they swinging it again in the postseason. They look like a team that swung it in the postseason last year, even though their slugging percentage went down almost 100 points this year. So it's going to be a very representative group no matter who gets to the Final Four.
Hold on just a second, Tim. We're going to fix your phone line situation here. We will get to Tim Kirchin in a second.
I'm super excited for tonight's game. It's Glasnow versus Gerrit Cole, two of the best strikeout pitchers in baseball, with everything on the line. So that's going to be exciting. I'm not certain the Braves aren't playing better baseball right now than the Dodgers, by the way.
Oh, it's who they're playing against.
Four to five game shutouts, though.
But 4 out of 5 game shutouts because they were playing the Reds in the Marlins. Like, that's part of the situation. But go ahead, throw that to Tim Kirchin now on a better phone line.
Timmy, I was making the point to Dan, I'm not certain the Braves, when you consider 4 shutouts, 5 playoff games, no team has ever done that, I'm not certain the Braves aren't playing better baseball right now than the Dodgers.
Well, the Dodgers are the best team. The Braves are playing better baseball at the moment, but the Braves lineup, I mean, the teams they played haven't played particularly well. But again, the Dodgers began the playoffs against the Brewers, who were also sub-500 and were not over 500 for any day during the regular season. And the Padres have been so banged up with their starting pitching They used 11 pitchers last night. They used 51 pitchers in six games in the postseason. So both teams, the Dodgers and the Braves, you know, went up against some wounded opponents here, to say the least.
Does
two 5-0 teams going to the next round.
Does Gardner Minshew look like the guy who takes tickets while smoking when you go to get on his ride at the fair? Does Christian Yelich look like he's lost his retainer? Does Kelly Olynyk look like the guy you meet on the third day of the music festival? Does Adam Silver look like the figurine part of a bowling trophy? Nick, you're on ESPN Radio with Tim Kirkchin. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, is the knuckleball pitcher extinct from Major League Baseball?
No, not completely, but, you know, knuckleballers have never gotten their due. When I covered the Rangers, Charlie Huff was the best pitcher on their team, and Doug Rader, who I just loved, he would always say, you know, we just think that someday Charlie's just going to calcify on the mound during a start. He said, because he's a knuckleball pitcher. We've never truly respected them. It's a really hard pitch to throw. I think we'll see another one, but not in the Phil Niekro, Charlie Huff, Hoyt Wilhelm kind of realm.
Zach, you're on with Tim Kirkchin. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Jim. Do the Rays have the guts or what?
The Rays are really good, fellas. Nobody plays the game better than they do. Their players aren't as good as the Dodgers players or the Yankees players, but the way they go about it is better than everyone else, and they bring out a stable of relievers. Every one of those guys throws 97, 98. They are a very dangerous team, but they're up against Garrett Cole tonight on short rest. I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Tim, the Marlins losing, the only thing good about that is that you now don't have to retire. Make me feel better about the Marlins going forward. Who can they add as far as a bat in this offseason?
All right, we'll try and fix his phone line again. In fact, we'll try and return with Tim Kirkchin on a better phone line in a second, because there's plenty of baseball to discuss with him. But first, we're going to tell you how you can win $10,000 in a way that is pretty easy through Advance Auto Parts.
Yep, Advance Auto Parts is hooking you up big this October. Big as in $10,000 plus a virtual meet and greet with yours truly and the rest of the Dan Le Batard Show gang. Just text Lebatard to 77333 to enter. Then head to Advance Auto Parts for a diehard battery, because you're going to want the most reliable, durable, and powerful battery under your hood. So you're ready for your victory lap after winning. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. Limit one entry per day. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Tim Kirkchin will continue with us in just a second. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami-only hour and the Big Suey on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Who can give me the latest information on what people need to know about the latest Mystery Crate? Stugatz has put out, Stugatz is doing a couple of stupidities a week now.
I had Steve Smith Sr. on earlier this week, and later today we will release Weekend Observations, and we are joined, me, Mike Golic Jr., Mikey C., Mikey A., and Dan Stanzik. We are joined by an old friend, Adnan Virk. How about that?
Oh, Adnan. Yes. So, and Steve Smith, the wide receiver, correct?
Yes, the former wide receiver.
Billy, what's on Mystery Crate?
Dan, we have a fresh new episode of BBBBBB, and our friend Allison Turner joined last week to kind of catch up.
Oh, Allison Turner. Nice. We miss her around here. So if you want your fill of Allison Turner, you can get it on Mystery Crate. Tim Kirkchin returns with us now. You were saying that the Astros are hitting. What is with the Astros this season? Because Altuve's season was a total nightmare.
Yeah, he chased balls up in the strike zone, balls that he used to crush before, and simply wasn't getting to them. That's the technical reason. But the way it was explained to me, he's like the most lovable little guy in the world, and he likes being liked, like most people in the world. And he became one of the villains, whether it was his fault or not, for being a part of the cheating scandal. And being a very sensitive guy, it really hurt him that people were angry at him and looked at him as anything but a lovable little guy. And I know it affected him. But he's coming out of it now. You see a lot of spring in that step in this postseason. He had a home run to center field yesterday, made a great backhanded play up the middle. So I think he's back.
Timmy, George Springer, who we love on this show. For some reason, me, Billy, and Chris love him. Springer Dinger. Who doesn't love a Springer Dinger? He is so good in the postseason. I had this debate with a friend the other day, and I want you to settle it for us. I say he's a top five postseason hitter of all time. Am I wrong?
Oh, we got to ask Tim Kirkson. Does he have off the top of his head, does Tim Kirkson have top five postseason hitters of all time, according to Tim Kirkson?
No, I don't, and here's the reason. Because we just, last night, that group, that core group of the Astros, just played their 50th postseason game together. It's just, you get so many more opportunities now to play in the postseason. So George Springer just passed Babe Ruth on the all-time home run list in the postseason with number 16. Then in the same game, he hit number 17, which puts him one short of Mickey Mantle on the all-time postseason home run list. He's not a better postseason player than Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth, period. But he's a great postseason player. He's better now than at any point during the season. He's going to have more RBIs out of the leadoff spot than any player in the history of the postseason. Is going to pass Derek Jeter pretty soon, like in the next game or so. So, yes, he's great. But he's not Paul Molitor, he's not Babe Ruth, and he's not Mickey Mantle. But he's really good.
Cody Bellinger had a catch the other night on Fernando Tatis' home run. He robbed a home run. What would Tim Kirkson say, maybe that one's not, but are in the discussion for greatest defensive plays you've ever seen, given the stakes and timing of playoff baseball?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because you don't see many great, great postseason defensive plays. I mean, you have Willie Mays in the 54 World Series, which, of course, is, you know, the greatest one that we've seen a million times. But given the circumstance there with Cody Bellinger and Fernando Tatis hit it, and it's a winnable, losable situation, I think that has to go right near the top of the list for defensive plays that I've seen. And it's really a shame that we didn't have fans in the stands. And if that were a home game and he were to make that catch in a home game with all the fans there, that would have been something that, you know, you've never seen before. That was one of the great defensive plays I've ever seen in the postseason.
Do Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero look like the villains in a Ski Patrol movie? Or does Duncan Robinson look like the high school employee at a movie theater who comes in with a flashlight to tell you to please remove your feet off the back of the seat in front of you? Or does Duncan Robinson look like an old-timey elevator operator? That's a good one.
Save that.
That is a good one. Does Adam Silver look like a decorative? What's that?
It's the playoffs. Leave him alone. It's the finals.
Does Adam Silver look like a decorative caviar spoon? Does he look like a xylophone mallet? Does he look like a white cheddar Cheeto? Does he look like a freakishly long second toe? Does Adam Silver look like the single swinging light bulb in a police interrogation? Or does he look like the Grim Reaper's less successful brother, Jim Reaper? How excited are you, Tim? How excited are you? These gas throwers, Tampa and the Yankees, all that rides on this game tonight. Do you have a rooting interest? You've been telling us for a month now that you that Tampa plays baseball smarter. They the architects, everything that Tampa does is smarter. Don't you want them to be rewarded for it by knocking off the mighty Yankees?
No, look, I'm not rooting for anything, Dan. You know I'm not rooting for anything. I'm rooting for a great story. And yes, Tampa would be a great story if they were to go to and win the World Series. But Yankees against the Astros would be a pretty good story. Also, Dodgers against the Yankees would be a pretty good story. So I'm only rooting for great stuff. And we've left with only great stuff ahead. So no matter what happens, we're going to get great stories out of this, and the Rays are a great story.
Timmy, what's the better story, though, the better series? Is it Yankees-Dodgers or Astros-Dodgers when you consider the Dodgers were the most vocal about what the Astros did to them?
Well, if you're looking for storylines, the Yankees have to win tonight. Then they have to play the Astros in the ALCS. Then the Astros have to win that series, remarkably. And then the Astros have to play the Dodgers in the World Series. If you're looking for juicy storylines, I think that's the only way to go. But really, Dodgers, Yankees in the World Series with this kind of firepower on both teams, I'm not sure you could miss with that.
Tim, always good catching up with you. We will talk to you again next week, sir.
Okay, guys. See you.
Thank you, Timmy.
Don Levitard.
You guys need to see Waterworld. Group outing.
What?
This weekend, my
what
house.
What do you mean group outing?
What?
You're going to have everyone over your house to watch Waterworld?
Yeah, we'll Periscope it.
Stugatz.
What a terrible idea.
Yeah, it is. Not offended if you don't invite me.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Super excited. Chris Jericho had a winning week. He's our celebrity prognosticator. That means he's back again. We're doing well this year, no? We have to be doing well. Chris Jericho going to join us here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices.
So, yes, Chris Jericho was 4-1. That only loss he was forced to take because he's in business with Tony Khan, who runs wrestling over there. Otherwise, he would have been 5-0 like he promised us. Before we get to Jericho, though, Colin Cowherd was 1-3-1. So we are now 13-7. He's in trouble. He's 9-10-1. He's under 500, and Jericho's here to kick some ass, as he always is. So, too, is Steve. Steve, here's your kazoos.
And finally, plastic bags are used for only 12 minutes on average, but take up to 1,000 years to biodegrade. Speaking of old bags, here's Dan and Stu.
Wow. You can...
By the way, great adjustment, Steve, midway through the show. I know you left yourself a couple of seconds there. You nailed it. So hopefully you have
He's
a better weekend.
He's not feeling better about it. He has two failures and he's suffering. You could catch Chris Jericho on AEW Dynamite Wednesday nights, including next week's special one-year anniversary edition of Dynamite. Jericho, congratulations. Are you happy that you're 4-1, or you're mad because you didn't give us our promised 5-0?
I am the champion, my friend. I'm actually pretty excited about this, man. Anytime you can beat Colin Cowherd at any stage is a good day. 4-1, not bad. Not only did I win the pool at my house that day, narrowly edging out my 14-year-old daughter for $105, but I also edged out Cowherd to be the champion here on the Levitard Show.
The pool in your house involves how many people, and what are the highest that those stakes get?
I think there was 21 people and $5 an entrance fee. So $5 each. 5 times 21, 105. That's about right.
Very good. So congratulations on all your winning. Yeah, well, Chris,
I want to do that with my family.
Chris Jericho just wins. He just wins at life. Like, I mean, it's not just that he's the champion, le champion. It's also like he makes music on the side whenever he wants to. Like, what is it that gives you, Jericho, like the greatest thrill, the greatest adrenaline rush in your life?
Well, I mean, I think it's just being able to do what I love to do for, as we talked about last week, the 30th year anniversary of my wrestling career
was last week, and just the fact that I was able to kind of travel the world and tour the world and do all these great things and get paid to do it is awesome. But little things too, man, like, you know, I'm just delving into getting to know football. So winning, you know, winning this show.
Yes, a career highlight. Yes,
boy.
Pocket, baby. It's a career highlight for me. Just to be on the phone with you guys.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see. That seems
Jericho.
Totally sincere.
Jericho.
Let's see.
If up there you, with WrestleManias. And
yeah, no, it's this right here. It's going 4-1 last week, and having this as his, at the height of entertainment, the kind of production he gets when he enters the ring.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
This right here, the radio equivalent of selling out the Tokyo Dome right here. My father saying that and that crappy music. The lines provided by Caesars, William Hill, Chris Jericho, Le Champion, Carolina at Atlanta. Atlanta, 2-point favorite at home. Who does Jericho have?
I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh minus 7. They are 7-point favorite at home. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Big Ben. Never bet against Big Ben.
I love that.
Indianapolis at Cleveland. This is Pick'em. The game is Pick'em. So all you got to do is pick a winner straight up.
I'm going to Indianapolis.
Mike Ryan is furious. But
not Le Champion.
Not at him. No, you can't. You can't do anything other than back away from
the
microphone.
Yeah, you are.
Follow my instincts.
Giants at Dallas. Dallas, an 8.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah, got to go with Dallas on that one.
And Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle is a touchdown favorite at home.
My wife's going to kill me because she's a Vikings fanatic, but I got to go with my boy, Russell Wilson. Seattle, baby.
Now, is he actually your boy? You've never met him, right?
No, actually, his security guard used to work for Queen, the band. And so I know his security guard who got me an autographed jersey from Russell Wilson. So he's kind of my boy. But my stepboy, I know his boy's boy.
Right,
so,
but in terms of meeting him, like physically,
yeah, yeah, but his
body. He has no idea who the hell I am.
You thought the same thing about Aaron Rodgers, and you were wrong. Aaron Rodgers was just
That's
as excited.
True.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jericho, when are you going to come on my podcast? Because I got you the connection with Rodgers, and then I asked you to come on the podcast, and you went dark on me. I mean, what happened?
Well, it took you about 3 months to get back to me, so in about another month and a half, maybe I'll give you a call.
This always happens with Stugatz. He blames
Jericho,
others, and they turn
Jericho.
Around and say, you disappeared. Stugatz is actually...
all the time.
Stugatz is covered in shame right now. You never see it. How does that always blow up in your face, Stugatz?
I mean, listen, at least I got back to him. People waited a lot longer than 3 months, Jericho. I got back to you.
You can catch Chris Jericho, AEW Dynamite, Wednesday nights, including next week's special one-year anniversary edition of Dynamite. Anything special planned that you can tell us on that without telling us too much?
Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 championship matches. There's a big announcer from MJF. I'll be there. But I want to say this too before you. If I win again this week and go 4-1 or 5-0, which I probably will, the next time I come on, I want you to officially start calling me Chrissy the Greek.
Okay.
I'm the next generation, baby.
Okay, right, we will do that. That will be your character. It will replace who you are right now when we call you Jack Action when you're not here and you leave. Thank you for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Don Lebatard.
It's Friday. I'm getting into the weekend. I want to get my drink on.
Stugatz.
We've got to open up the club. Open it. Open it. Open it. Now. What is the computer buffering? There it is.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life.
All right, so we've got to open up the club here. We've got a handful of polls to get to from over the last couple of days, but this is a segment that I like to call numbers. Ooh. Nothing worse in sports radio than math radio. But here you go. As the Miami Heat play what could be their final game of a magical season, this year. Here are some numbers from this series, Stugatz. According to Simon Sperling, Tyler Hero has shot 1-for-9 on wide open threes in the finals. That's 11.1%. According to Zach Lowe, 32.1% represents the number of the percentage of Lakers' offensive rebounding rate. It would have easily led the league in the regular season. Adebayo's presence has made no impact on that number. Meanwhile, Miami has only grabbed 17% of its own misses, a mark that would have ranked dead last by a mile, according to Zach Lowe. The number 16, Stugatz, that's the number of James and Davis pick and rolls the Lakers ran in game 4 after just 3 total over the first 3 games, according to Second Spectrum. And finally, ESPN stats and info. This one you'll like. I know I've lost you and your mind has gone numb. You haven't absorbed any of what I'm saying. You're probably thinking of Roland Garros and the next bet you're going to make on Schwartzman Nadal in-game action.
Yeah. I think it's the Joker is coming up next. I have the Joker in the second match.
Oh, C-Bus is ready for the challenge.
So this is according to ESPN stats and info. Jimmy Butler has scored or assisted on 50.4% of the Heat's total points in the NBA Finals. According to Elias Sports, only 2 players have scored or assisted on at least 50% of their team's points in an NBA Final. Those 2 players are LeBron James 4 times and Michael Jordan 3 times. Hmm. So that
counterpoint guts.
Yeah. LeBron really caught a break this postseason. Now, listen, he's had plenty of postseasons where the run has been ridiculously hard for him, and he's out there doing it by himself. But this year, he caught some breaks.
Oh,
did not have to face Kawhi. Did not have to face Giannis. They got the Heat without Goran.
Typical media. Typical media bowing at the throne of the king. You're going to have to kill Jimmy Butler tonight, LeBron James. You want to hold that title up? You're wearing your Mamba jerseys? You're going to have to kill Jimmy Butler dead on the court in front of the world if you want to lift that trophy tonight.
We already told you. I don't think Mike Ryan is overstating things there. I think he's understating.
No, everything, take it in the literal sense.
I think he's understating them. Jimmy Butler, we told you if you were listening during the local hour that we fully expect him in uniform to show up for the bubble on Sunday, whether there's a game or not. He's just going to go from there to Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe he'll check out that old GE Electric thing.
You need to compromise him to a permanent end tonight. I don't think you got it in you. You have to not only say, do I have it in me to beat the Miami Heat? Do I have it in me to look a man in the eye and kill him? That's what you're going to have to do tonight.
Did it look like to you or sound like to you that I was bowing at the throne of LeBron James?
I said, easy march.
No, I said without Goran.
Totally changes the series.
If you want to listen to the Big Suey, if you want to listen to Big Suey today, Carl Douglas was on, and he's a Laker fan, and it just ended with me and Mike Ryan screaming obscenities at him because he's a Laker fan, just screaming them at him.
Just a lot of people are all talk when it comes to killing a man, but do you have it in you to actually do it?
Do you have the Mortal Kombat that we used to play at the height of the playoffs when somebody needed to be finished? Because Mike Ryan is speaking literally. Listen to me, LeBron. You will have to extinguish the life of Jimmy Butler tonight, okay? You will have to stamp him out in a soulless, murderous way in order to end that series. Or you could just, go into the post 20 times with your 70-pound weight advantage.
Finish him.
I love that.
Finish him.
Wow, that sounds old and musty.
Finish him.
That's because it is.
Yeah.
Finish him.
As Mortal Kombat, now that it's Mortal Kombat 11 with Sly Stallone as the voice of Rambo, is it substantively better than it was back in the glory days?
Yeah, although they made Kano Australian. I found that out. That was weird.
All right. Let's get ready. Let's finish this. Let's get ready to open up the club again. 8:49 on the West Coast. We open up the club for the weekend. It's one of these, underground speakeasies that you go to if you want to get drunk with breakfast. We open up the club 8:49 Pacific time.
Finish him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finish him.
I like it. I like the rhythm of that. A little Mortal Kombat.
Finish
this
him.
Makes me feel like the 90s right here. This music with this game.
Finish him.
Who else is in the club?
Easter egg for post-game show listeners.
Yes. Electronic.
Who else is in the club?
This guy in the chat room, like, I bet your hairline's receding too.
Yes, that is an enraged Chris Cody on the Twitch with our fans, our loyal customers. Make it feel like a part of the family. This is how Chris Cody ended it.
You've been watching me all night. I haven't been watching you. Go bleep yourself.
It was a rough time, man.
It's unbelievable.
Bad moment.
You can't play that enough. Again, we had thousands of people join us. Thousands. Like, they're like 20,000 unique viewers. And Chris Cody was enraged with them, and at the end, he was just mad.
Just one of them.
But he was just mad in general because the Heat lost, and Anthony Davis, like, stuck a sword in his swole. Like, and
you've been watching me all night. I haven't been watching you. Go bleep yourself.
I bet you it made that listener's night. I do. I'm serious. That listener will be back for every one that we do.
Really? Is that right?
You've been watching me all night. I haven't been watching you. Go bleep yourself.
You probably have a receding hairline, too. It's one of the weakest insults I've ever heard. It really is. That is the height of frustration. You have nothing to say. All I can do in this verbal matching of wits is push with you and hope that you also have a receding hairline.
This guy in the chat room, like, I bet your hairline's receding too.
You'd bet it.
You're supposed to be better at it than him.
I want you to imagine a stand-up comedy club. I want you to imagine a guy's getting heckled, and in the crowd, what comes launched at him is, you have a receding hairline. And then
guy in the chat room, like, I bet your hairline's receding too.
Nobody knows what that is, Mike. Nobody knows
it's
what that
Tony's
is.
Tony's microphone, inexplicable.
Elton John, huge Atlanta Braves fan.
That's old name dropping A-Rod.
I'd rather eat saran wrap than a spinach wrap.
Thank you, Billy.
That was great.
Ask him if it's true that Tiny Dancer was actually written for Mark Lemke.
Okay. Okay.
Please, somebody be filming a reality life of J-Lo or A-Rod when A-Rod actually does ask Elton John if Tiny Dancer was about Mark Lemke.
Okay.
Who else in the club?
Pat Riley brought in Jimmy Butler when no one else could, and the Heat three times, and the Armani's, blah, 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 and the Marlins, and what they're doing, 60-game season, and Armani suits anywhere he goes, and the Heat and Derek Jeter, and what they did at Bruce Sherman and Rob Manfred, and blah, blah, blah.
That was Billy. I thought it was his finest moment this week. That's Billy impersonating me.
Pre-stomach cramps. I mean.
Yes, it was before he had to leave to see the doctor because the Marlins made his belly sour. Who else is in the club?
Your governor is an ally. Yes. Let's get Hard Rock Stadium full. Can't wait.
The demon.
The dirty demon of debate. Very happy that we were talking LeBron versus MJ yesterday.
LeBron on one side, Michael Jordan on the other. Who do you have?
Who else in the club?
I miss what is nearing extinction in America, the long car vacation of my youth.
That's how Raja Bell inexplicably ended up on the Twitch broadcast with us. Who else is in the club?
This is literally the worst way to ever do this. This is burning my heart that this is happening. But if you could hear me, just understand, I'm sorry.